What's up? My name is Frank Mitchell. I'm 00. I'm from Toronto, Canada. I'm a redshirt junior, and this is all about me. Honestly, my first love in sports was definitely hockey. Growing up in Canada, hockey's just surrounded. Obviously, basketball is making a move in now. Shout out Shea and Dylan, all these guys. But hockey was my first love. You know what I mean? I played hockey. One of my close friends is Ty Nelson. He's a hockey legend in Canada. And you know what I mean? I was around him a lot. All my best friends played hockey. So hockey was just something we did, shinny, all that. And it was just a way where you could outlet yourself and just have fun and just skate with the guys and just be you. So hockey was definitely my first love and still is a big part of my life that I enjoy doing. You know, every school I went to, I got close to the hockey team and was trying to attend every game. And you know what I mean? Hockey kind of shaped the individual I am today because it's just how you can be so aggressive and just be you, you know? During the pandemic, it's crazy. Like I said, I started basketball about 5 years ago and I was doing construction. Shout out to Mr. DeSantis, one of my guys that I look up to, and he got me to the union. I was doing flooring. I wanted to be a framer and I switched to flooring, and I was in school for that and COVID happened. So the union shut down and no more work. And honestly, basketball was really the only thing that was going on during COVID, but outside, and I kind of picked it up. And, you know, one thing led to another, and I met Dustin. And from there, my basketball took off. I went from there to Humber. I mean, from there to Vincennes to Humber, Humber to Canisius, Minnesota, and now I'm here representing Bonnies, and extremely grateful to be able to do it. Honestly, the Riley Center is like no other. I remember when I was at Canisius my second year. My first year was being able to play because my first year I had a raver. It was crazy. We came in here, we were down by like 15 and a half, and this place was jumping. Like, it was loud. People were talking, and the atmosphere was just like, yo, this is crazy. Like, everyone rides or dies for Bonnies. So, like, I remember we ended up winning the game, and it was the first time we won in a while, and the atmosphere in here was just crazy. Like, you feel the urge of, like, intensity and, like, the urge of, like, yo, they want Bonnies to be great. And I was just like, you know what? Why not come here and be able to have the cheers on my side instead of against me, you know what I mean? So I decided to come here, and I'm extremely grateful. I'm extremely happy that I'm able to do it here and get the Riley Center behind our backs. Honestly, rebounding is something that you have to love. You know what I mean? I love rebounding. I like, you know, double-double machine, that's me, you know what I mean? So I think it started just from basketball. I remember when I first started, Dustin McTaggart told me, like, board man gets paid regardless, wherever you go. And I kind of just sticked with that, and honestly got me to where I am now. And you know what I mean? It got me paid. It got me in a circumstance where I'm able to be me. And I don't think it's necessarily right to strive or like forget about what got you here. You know what I mean? So I think my approach is just get the ball. Like, just be angry and just get every ball. You know what I mean? Like, and that's me. I'm just trying to be a blue collar individual and just do what I have to do to win and help my team be successful. To be honest, boxing me out is very difficult, especially if you talk garbage. If you talk garbage, it's my pride on the line. Now I have to let you know that it's not easy to box me out. You know what I mean? I'm 6'8", 270. You know what I mean? I'm going at you like it's football. You know what I mean? If the refs don't call it, I'm on that. You know what I mean? So I set the tone from the beginning, whether you like it or not. And you box me out, I'm gonna get the next one. And you know, it's gonna be a dog fight for 40 minutes. To be honest, my role this year as a leader is just being able to be someone that can lead by example. You know what I mean? Coming in every day, going hard. You know what I mean? Like, I think my previous school instilled a mental barrier in my head to understand how much work it takes. You know what I mean? To be a Division I basketball player, and people don't see it. And I realize that work is work, you know what I mean? So I want to be someone that comes in here and works, and like the people around me see that. And another thing is just being able to be coachable and lead by example. I think someone that's not a leader is someone that can't take criticism or like can't be approached by their teammates. And I want my teammates to be able to approach me, and I want them to see that I'm able to be approached, and I'm able to approach them in the same way out of love and respect. But you know what I mean? We just hold each other to a high standard, and there's no walking on eggshells. There's no beating around the bush. We do it out of love, and we do it for the success of the program. So that's my biggest goal, to just instill a culture that we can live by on and off the court. Location for Bonnies definitely helped, for sure. You know what I mean? I could take weekly Toronto visits. Shout out everyone in Toronto. I love you guys. And honestly, when Walsh told me about the Humber College experience, how we're going to have a little homecoming for me. It was like surreal, you know what I mean? Like I started my upset from Humber, you know what I mean? Coach Omar was another mentor in my life, and being able to go there, I won a national championship as rookie of the year. Be able to go there and on a different team and just be able to be in that same environment, that same culture, and have all my friends and family pull up is different, you know what I mean? Like Humber is me. Like I'm always gonna be a Hawk, and Humber is like distilled the worker mentality in me as well. So it's amazing. I get to hoop in front of my friends. I get to go buy some drip. I get to chill with my family, and it's good. Toronto's what I live for. Coach Schmidt is a legend. A good offensive genius, man. He's different. He's a coach that I'm able to have a relationship with. You know what I mean? A lot of coaches kind of stray away from that, but me and Schmidt, I feel like we're getting close. You know what I mean? I'm able to joke with him, able to crack him up. You know what I mean? And let him know how old he is. So it's definitely good that I have a coach like Schmidt, but he also holds me to a higher standard. You know what I mean? When I'm doing something that's not correct, he lets me know that. And I think it's very important to have a coach that you can have a relationship with to the extent where he can hold you accountable, because it's you have such a good relationship and you don't want to ever break that trust. So like him being able to talk to you in a way where, you know, this is what I need and he knows how to love, it's different. So I definitely admire him and I look up to him and I'm excited to play for him. When I was at Canisius, there was a lot of preparation going into this game. One, it's a rivalry. Two, everyone told me before I committed here or before I even knew I was going to come here was, you know, Schmidt's playbook was about this big, you know what I mean? So we knew that they're gonna throw different plays every other possession. So we were just like, we have to go in there just ready to give maximum effort because we're not gonna know every play on the scout. We're not gonna know every position. We're not gonna know what he's gonna call next. He might come with a down screen, up screen, cross screen, zigzag, whatever he calls, you know what I mean? So it was just different being able to prepare for that because we knew the intensity level of him as a coach, and we knew how he's gonna do everything in his pocket to win because he's a winner, you know what I mean? So that was probably the hardest thing is just being prepared for what he's gonna throw at us, like as a coach and what they're gonna run. It's hard to kind of predict what he runs. He doesn't just run one, two sets, he runs a bunch of sets. So that's one another thing that made me come here because he's such an offensive genius, you know what I mean? Especially because Andrew told me all of it. So Woj bomb. Woj is a legend in itself. You know what I mean? It's pretty self-explanatory. Woj is Woj. He's a legend. He did it. He knows people. He has the best interest for people around him, and like he's just a person you want in your corner. You know what I mean? Like he's down to earth. He actually cares about his players, and like that's another reason why I committed here because Woj is actually in it for you. You know what I mean? Like he did it. He's seen it. He knows what it takes, and he's not gonna recruit you if he doesn't see any potential in you. So that was something that I had to really embrace and listen to whatever he has to say because he knows he's seen it. He's been around NBA guys, and I know he has the best interest for everyone who plays for Bonnies. You know what I mean? And he was there when I gave Bonnies the work. Man, Bunny, Buddy, that's my guy. That's my guy. You know what I mean? RBD. He's also a leader. You know what I mean? Like he's also someone that comes in there and works relentlessly, even in the weight room. Something I admire. The first week I came here, I was bench pressing and he was trying to match my weight, and which he was. You know what I mean? So it's something that is different. You know what I mean? He really wants to be the best. He really wants the team to be the best, and he doesn't have an agenda individually. You know what I mean? He has an agenda for the whole team, and it's someone that I could lead with and laugh with and just enjoy my time with, and he's definitely my boy, and I'm excited to have a great season with that guy. Joe, man, Joe's a crazy player. He's humble. He comes in here every day and works. He holds me accountable as much as I hold him accountable, and he really wants to be the best. You know what I mean? Like he doesn't want me to take plays off. He wants me to go at him every single time. So he really wants to be the best. You know what I mean? I think his ceiling is beyond sky level. Like his ceiling is huge, and he reminds me of like a KD, Tracy McGrady type of guy, you know what I mean? His face up, he can shoot it, he could jump, he's athletic, he's good on defense, he's long, like he could just do it all, you know what I mean? So my goal this year is to just get him better as much as he gets me better. Because when I guard him, it's like me guarding a guard, to be honest with you. And the thing that really gets me going with this guy is just his personality. He's so humble Like, he really wants to be great. And, like, he doesn't care about the outside noise. He's in here working. He doesn't care about the glam, the fashion, what he wears. He just comes in here and works. He's a blue-collar individual like me. And, you know, all kudos to him. I'm excited to have a great, great, great year with him. Breakfast Club. So that starts towards after summer session. That starts for me. You know, Dave Thorson, one of the guys I look up to. He was a coach at Minnesota. The beginning of the year was a struggle for me in Minnesota, and we changed some stuff, and I used to wake up every morning at 7 o'clock, and we used to work out, get to work and work on my game. And it really made my game elevate, and that's something I want to carry on to this program. And I want to get the guys that who everyone on the team is ready to be great. So I know everyone's going to end up coming 7 a.m., but I want to get everyone at 7 a.m. after the summer session and just come in here and get your work done. You know what I mean? Get an extra session, because a lot of people in this conference is not doing that. A lot of people are not doing extra reps. A lot of people are not trying to be great. So I want this program to do something special this year. You know what I mean? Because, like, I can't go back home and hear people saying Andrew's a real Bonnie, because no, I need to take that from Andrew Nicholson, because that's my mentor, and I need to do something that he did. You know what I mean? I need to get a title. I need to go to March Madness, and we need to be remembered as a group at Bonnie. So that's my goal, is to set a culture like the Breakfast Club and just keep elevating from there. You know, I'm a musician. I just got a saxophone, so I'm about to learn how to do that. But maybe I'll actually see if I could talk to Will, do the little national anthem. Saxophone, that's my goal. Harmonica I play. Piano, I'm all right. Drums, I'm good at. And I just love music. I feel like music just represents basketball. Like, you know what I mean? Basketball is having your own pace, your own rhythm. Music is like that too. You feel the beat, you feel the music, and it just allows you to just live life and smile. Like, you know, music is just like personality. Whoever, what music you listen to, we know the personality you are. You know what I mean? Like, if you listen to vibe, you know what I mean? Upbeat, you know what I mean? Sometimes sad, you're a fun individual. You know what I mean? If you listen to like no music at all, you're boring. Andrew is one of my mentors for sure. You know, he's a legend in Canada basketball, and, like, you know what I mean? I'm surrounded by everyone who plays for Team Canada. So he taught me a lot, taught me how to work on my touch, how to separate yourself, how to approach the game better. You know what I mean? How to play with less emotions, but like play with emotions, but not emotional. You know what I mean? He taught me how to be less result driven, and he just taught me a lot. You know what I mean? And being able to see someone accomplish such high stuff at a level like Bonnie's is just like, it's phenomenal to see that, and see that I have someone like him in my corner. You know what I mean? Cause he is another guy that's so down to earth, and like, he really cares about the individual he surrounds himself with. And I'm lucky, and I thank God every day that I'm able to have a guy like Andrew Nicholson in my corner that really wants me to be the best and thrives for my success as much as his. You know what I mean? So it's a blessing, and I'm truly grateful. The last time I was on skates was at University of Minnesota. I was close to a lot of guys on the team. So Parker Fox, his wife, actually, a fiance, is Taylor Heisey, and she's a legend in Minnesota. She's one of the best female hockey players, and Fox got me on the ice multiple times, and you know what I mean? I definitely skated with Minnesota. That was like my outlet. And I skated the last time I went home before I came here. I booked the ice and I just went for fun. I went to Scotia Pond and I just skated and, you know, just got one with myself again. I'm extremely excited to be a Bonnie's. You know, I've been waiting for this for a while since Canisius. Let's get this championship. Let's get this dub. Let's get this Riley Center packed up. Let's get it back to how it used to be. And let's do something special. I'm excited. And everyone that's tuning in, I appreciate you. Love you guys. And let's do it. Go Bonnie's.